banks of the Connecticut River since 1972. It's also generated public discord, litigation, and mistrust. Officials on both sides hope that is coming to an end now that the plant is closing, but with decades of cleanup and decommissioning ahead, the saga of Vermont Yankee and the state is far from over. VPR's Susan Keese reports.
To enter even the least restricted areas at Vermont Yankee, visitors have to stop at the gatehouse and show their ID.
Okay, you just follow this road down, there'll be a big building on your left. You park right in front of it, and I'll call your contact, and they'll be out to get you.
Decommissioning Director Paul Paradise is waiting at the public access building just outside the heavily guarded fence that protects the plant's reactor and other infrastructure. Paradise has spent many months planning the transition that begins on December 29th. He says the shutdown will take less than an hour. Paradise says that happens every 18 months when the plant closes for refueling. Over the following 2 weeks, the fuel in the reactor core will be moved into the spent fuel pool. When the transfer is complete and the NRC has been notified, the plant will reduce its workforce from 550 to 316. After that, plant spokesman Martin Cohn says it's all new territory.
This is the first Entergy facility that's going to be decommissioned. From that point on, we are literally writing the book for Entergy. Yeah.
Paradise says the fuel will spend several years cooling in the spent fuel pool before it's moved into long-term dry cask storage elsewhere on the site.
Right now, by the schedule that we have, we will start doing that in 2019, and we'll be finished by the end of 2020.
After that, the staff will shrink again to 127 workers. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission allows up to 60 years for the decommissioning process. In an agreement with the state last December, Entergy said it doesn't plan to take that long. The company promised to start final dismantlement when its decommissioning trust fund, now worth $650 million, reaches the estimated $1.24 billion it will cost to complete the process. Estimates on when that could happen range from the late 2020s through the 2040s.
I feel pretty good that we've got a really solid plan and that we have our priorities in order, you know, to do this safely, to be open and transparent with everybody. And I also see us working, you know, closely with the state and then definitely, you know, taking into account any public input.
Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin led the state's effort to close the plant. He says Vermont's relationship with Entergy is better now.
They're keeping their word. They're doing what they need to do to work together with us to get the plant decommissioned as quickly as we can.
Entergy and Vermont have had a troubled history. The Louisiana-based energy giant bought Vermont Yankee in 2002 from its original owners, a group of utilities primarily from Vermont. For the sale to go through, Entergy needed the approval of the state's Utility Regulating Public Service Board. After lengthy deliberation, the board agreed that Entergy could run the plant for up to 10 years, but it had to seek a new state permit to operate beyond 2012. Vermont Law School professor Michael Dworkin, who chaired the panel at the time, says Entergy also signed a 10-year fixed-price power contract with Vermont.
And that over the course of that decade, it turned out to be cheaper than going to the market or than owning the plant would have been.
Yankee had always had its share of anti-nuclear protesters, but opposition grew as recurring mishaps led to concerns that Entergy was cutting corners and couldn't be trusted. A faulty valve caused an unplanned shutdown. A cooling tower collapsed. In 2010, the state learned that radioactive tritium was leaking from buried pipes after a plant official had testified that no such pipes existed. By then, Entergy was seeking approval to run for another 20 years, and hundreds of protesters from Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts were calling for the plant to close. Shortly after the tritium discovery, the Vermont Senate, which in 2006 had granted itself the power to decide Entergy's fate, rejected the company's request. The state's decision was overturned in a federal lawsuit. Shortly afterwards, Entergy announced its plan to close. The company said the plant wasn't profitable. Cheap natural gas had lowered prices, and new efficiencies had reduced the demand for electricity, while regulatory requirements raised the cost of doing business. Across the country, other nuclear power plants have closed for similar reasons. Vernon Representative Mike Hebert says Entergy's run-ins with the legislature didn't inspire trust.
Repeated taxes, Clean Energy Development Fund, and then you have assessments on dry cast storage. So from the plant point of view, every time the legislature met, they did something punitive and costly to the plant.
For 40 years, Entergy has been Vernon's biggest taxpayer, but that's about to change. Town officials have been discussing possible new uses for the Yankee property, including a gas-fired power plant that would utilize a high-voltage electrical substation on the site. The substation is part of the statewide transmission infrastructure managed by the Vermont Electric Power Company. Velco Vice President Carrick Johnson says a gas generator might be a good idea, except for the radioactive waste stored on the site.
There are significant disadvantages any time you're dealing with nuclear waste. What you can do there, consistent with maintaining adequate protection, that's a challenge.
Any illusion that that site is going to be used for something else, it's not real at this point. That waste is going nowhere. And as long as the high-level waste is there, it can't be used for anything else.
Deb Katz is an anti-nuclear activist from Western Massachusetts. She's been involved in two nuclear plant cleanups. Katz says Vermont has done better than other states in negotiating with a closing nuclear facility. But she says that unless the Department of Energy can make good on its long-standing promise to provide a permanent nuclear waste site, the state will be dealing with Vermont Yankee's legacy for a very long time. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.